Lisa Chambers, before I ask you about Brexit, have you ever voted for a colleague or had a colleague vote for you?
No, I haven't.
Okay, and do you think your party leader has gone far enough in his reaction to this story?
Well, I think, look, Micheál's taken a view on it and he's taken action, and the Cean Comhairle is initiating a report. So I don't know anything more than what's been reported and what I've listened to over the weekend. So I'll await the outcome of that.
OK, let's move on to the never-ending story of Brexit. Should the government here support an extension if that is what is required?
Absolutely. We would always have been of the view in Fianna Fáil that if it is down to a decision that we either have a crash out Brexit or we have more time for engagement to try and get a solution, then we take the latter. We should always give more time. I know that the prolonged uncertainty, I know the damage that uncertainty does. It is already having an impact on business and people are Brexit fatigued. They want to see this done, and we do need to get a decision from the UK. But a no-deal Brexit for Ireland would be utterly devastating. So if more time is needed, if the UK are making their way towards a decision and there has been some progress, albeit it's quite slow, I think that time and that request should be acceded to. And I was quite concerned to see reports coming from France and President Macron that he has commented that an extension would not be in the interest of the EU. I think, you know, the impact of a no-deal Brexit is different for every member state, but it is most acute for Ireland. We will be the most affected. And I would hope that request from Boris Johnson, even though he didn't sign the letter, and it is a reluctant request, we know that. In my view, the request for an extension has been sent. I think we're splitting hairs to discuss whether it's been signed or not. The request has been sent, and I do hope that the EU will consider that and provide even a short extension to allow the deal be ratified.
Now, the government here, with cross-party support, did make concessions in order to get the latest deal over the line. Is there anything else for us to give?
You know, I think we made considerable concessions this week in terms of the deal that has been agreed, the new deal. But we came from a place, I suppose, where, you know, the withdrawal treaty, we were told, couldn't be reopened, and Boris Johnson succeeded in getting the withdrawal treaty reopened and redrafted. We don't have a backstop anymore. So this was the backstop that we were told 2 years ago was cast iron and bulletproof. That no longer exists. What we do have is a Northern Ireland specific solution, which, you know, is better than no deal. But we have the rolling consent mechanism that I think others have touched upon. So every 4 years, the Assembly in Northern Ireland has to reaffirm its commitment to alignment to the single market and the customs union. Now, that means we're relying on a very unreliable and unstable political system in Northern Ireland to maintain a frictionless border on the island. And that rolling consent not only covers customs, it covers the single market alignment and the all-island electricity market. So there's a lot in that. So it's certainly not as watertight as the backstop was. It's far from it, but it is better than no deal at all. And also, I would have hoped and I would have liked to have seen further discussion and an amendment to the transition period. Remember, we should have started the two-year transition period already, and we only have 14 months remaining to the end of 2020. But that date hasn't changed. And what that means for Ireland is that by June of next year, if the UK want to go beyond the end of 2020, they must apply for an extension to the transition by June of next year, which isn't very much time. Or else we have Great Britain diverging in a hard exit from the single market and the customs union in 14 months' time. Now, the best we can hope for is that they do apply for that extension to the transition, but the most they can apply for is up to 2 years. So that brings us to the end of 2022. And that means, to put that in context, that we have just over 3 years, if the deal goes through, we have just over 3 years to negotiate a full future trading arrangement between the UK and the EU to get that ratified in Westminster, the European Parliament and every member state in 3 years, I think is extremely ambitious. And I do fear that we have, I think, kicked some of our problems down the road a small bit, and that the Brexit chaos and the uncertainty will still be hanging there, even if the deal is done. You know, we are looking at a potential hard exit from by Great Britain, really, in 14 months' time.
OK, well, as you point out, we will no doubt be discussing this again. Lisa Chambers of Fianna Fáil, thank you for joining.